Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode deals with serious and distressing content. Listener discretion is advised.
Emergency services. Your mum just drove over the cliff, was it?
Yeah, she's on the edge. She's leaning off the edge. Come on, come on! She's falling! She's falling!
Oh.
This is How I Survived. Stories of everyday people and how they survived against the odds. I'm your host, Beth Young.
You know, am I going to die or what?
I mean, I look back at it now and I thought, you know, how did I ever survive that?
I think that I probably survived for a reason.
How I Survived.
After a day exploring limestone caves near their home in Victoria, Shannon Bennett and her 13-year-old daughter Trinity started to feel peckish. Hopping back in the car to find a bite to eat, Shannon decided to take the scenic route, a cliffside road along the picturesque Snowy River. Nestled along lush, rolling green hills, it was stunning. Shannon had never driven along this stretch before, so when she missed a turn, she checked the coast was clear, then did a U-turn. As she did, her back left wheel slid out. Every time Shannon tried to go forward, the ground gave way and the car slipped a little further.
I tried to go forward again and it slipped the second time. That was when I really thought, oh, we're in trouble now. I got my daughter, Trinity, who was in the passenger side. I said to her, I think we might actually need a little bit of help with this one. So would you please get out of the car and stand on the side of the road, get your phone and call 000 for me. When she hopped out of the car, I lost sight of her. She went straight down and I thought, ooh, that's actually a bit steeper than I realised. She was yelling out that, hang on, I've got to climb up this hill. And it's really hard to get to the road, Mum. I realised that the situation might have been a little bit more dire.
Trying not to panic as she looked down and realised just how far the drop was, a terrifying 200 metres, Trinity had to haul herself up the steep incline by grabbing onto clumps of grass. Now, Shannon had to decide what to do. Stay in the car, teetering on the edge of the cliff, or jump out.
I did say to her, look, I'm not too sure if I should get out. She said, just get out, just jump out. Do I unbuckle my belt while I've got the car turned hard right with my foot on the brake? Do I unbuckle my belt and try and open my door and jump out? Or what do I do? I'm not sure what to do because I was just too scared that as soon as I move my body to slide out, it would take me with it anyway.
I was like, I could just hold the pedal down while you get out, and when you're done, you can just grab me and I can let go of the pedal to make sure that if it does go down, I'm not in trouble and you're not in trouble. At that point, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew it was either going to end well or terribly bad. I didn't think that Mum was going to, like, go down with the car because I thought she had that under control, but I still wasn't sure about it.
Dialing 000, with maturity beyond her 13 years, Trinity kept incredibly calm. Not once did she take her eyes off her mum.
She's like, she hasn't gone over the ledge, she's just
sitting on the edge, yeah, but yeah, yeah, you weren't involved in an accident, there's no injuries.
No, there's no injuries, not yet. What? She's on the, like, the soft shoulder and it's giving way. Mum!
Okay, sweetie, I've got the brigade, I'm getting all this information to them, okay? They'll get out there. So your mum's not able to get out at all?
No, she's not able to get out without the car falling.
Look, the brigade's on their way now, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to stay on the phone with you until they get there, okay?
Yep. What? She needs someone to phone. She's fine! She's fine!
Oh. Okay. All right. Trinity, are you there, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm not. I can't.
She's just gone, has it? Okay. Trinity, sweetie. Okay, we're getting... help's on the way, okay? Just stay with me. Okay, stay with me, okay?
I'm here with you. I'm here with you.
Okay.
I actually didn't hear anything at all. I lost all sense of the outside world. I was completely within that car and what was going on. And I started turning and going over and over and over. I had everything in the car tumbling with me like a washing machine. CDs and my coffee cup, my handbag. Everything in my handbag came loose and flying everywhere. And I just heard this voice in my head saying, just let go, let go, let go. So I thought, okay, well, I may as well let go. So I let go of everything. I let go of the car. I let go of me. I relaxed completely. That's when I think I blacked out.
I didn't know what to do because the only person that I fully trusted at that moment had fallen off a cliff.
You there, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
So the car has gone over the edge.
She's gone over the edge. Okay. And she's at the bottom.
Okay, that's okay. The brigade's on their way, sweetie. Don't you go down.
Don't go down.
Can you climb down? Can you climb down safely, or is it too dangerous?
Yes, it's okay. There's rocks that I can go down.
Stay on the phone with me, okay? Don't you put yourself in any danger.
I'm not. Don't worry.
Okay, you stay on the phone.
I'm not usually a sporty kid. I don't like doing sports most of the time, but I have done rock climbing once or twice. So in my head, I was just like, if I can go up a cliff, I can go down a cliff, and if I go down a cliff, I can get to Mum and check if she's okay.
Trinity had just watched her mum tumble 200 metres and crash land upside down. That would stop most adults in their tracks, but not her. Without a second thought, she scrambled down the slippery cliff face. Clutching her phone in one hand with the 000 operator still in her ear, coaching her every step of the way, the unbelievably cool kid hopped from rock to rock, trying to keep her balance.
It took me maybe 5-7 minutes, maybe less, I'm not sure. But I did it as quick and as calm as I could, because I knew if I did it too fast, then I would have made a stupid mistake and I could have risked me and Mom.
I know.
Okay, all right, sweetie. Can you hear anything from your mother? There's no smoke.
Oh, my God.
Trinity, sweetie.
Yeah.
There's no smoke or anything coming from the car, is there?
There is.
There's smoke coming from the car?
Yes.
Okay, don't go down there. It could explode, okay? You need to keep yourself safe.
Yep.
Okay, good job. All right, good girl. So, if she... No, Trinity, sweetie. Trinity.
I can see her.
You can see her?
I'm trying to look.
Okay, just listen to me, Trinity, sweetie.
Yeah?
Can you see your mum?
Yes, I can. Her legs are sticking out behind the car.
Her legs are?
Yes.
Okay. I think what you need to do, sweetheart, is just move away from the car. There's nothing you can do for your mum at this stage. Okay?
Yeah.
So I need you to move away to a safe place and just wait, sweetie.
Was that you, Mum?
The car was completely wrecked. It was upside down and everything was strewn everywhere. And all I could see of Mum were her legs hanging out of the window, one shoe on one of her feet and one foot without a shoe. And all I could think was, is Mum okay?
flipped upside down with smoke rising from the engine, it didn't look good. After help finally arrived and a rescuer from the Country Fire Authority climbed into the destroyed vehicle, he found Shannon's battered body. He thought she died on impact.
When I came to at the bottom of the cliff, I could smell the fresh earth of the grass, but I was sort of pinned so on the roof. I was squished between the roof and the chair, and I couldn't move my head, and my first instinct was to call for Trin. And I didn't actually realise it at the time, but someone from the CFA was actually trying to get my pulse to see if I was alive. But he was actually trying to get the pulse from my arm that was severely broken, so there was no pulse. So he thought I was passed on. And then when I yelled out for Trinity, he got the shock of his life and bumped his head on the gear shift lever and was a bit surprised that I'd managed to survive the fall. I think he said, "Your daughter's fine." So as soon as they realised that I'd survived the fall, it was all a buzz.
It took 2 hours of sawing and cutting before Shannon was finally stretchered out, battered, bruised and bloody. Trinity had watched the entire rescue operation from a safe distance, but as her mum was carried over to the helicopter, she ran over to say goodbye.
When mum was out of the car, she was really beaten up. She had blood on her. She had a really bruised eye. It was all yellow. And her glasses were gone, and she had heaps of sticks and stuff through her hair, and she looked really bad.
I mean, I must have looked a mess, but I'm saying to her, it'll be okay. No, it'll be okay. They're just going to fly me to a hospital. You know what to do. You can call Pa. He'll come and look after you. And they put me on the helicopter. But my poor baby, I could see her face was red and swollen from tears.
Luck was on Shannon's side that day. Even though she was in a remote location, rescue services happened to be training 2 minutes away. And that voice she heard on the way down? It saved her. At hospital, surgeons battled to save her arm from amputation. She had a shattered eye socket, torn aorta and spleen, plus severe head and hip injuries. But because she'd relaxed as the car was falling, the impact didn't kill her. Shannon credits her life to her brave daughter, who stepped up in the face of danger. Waking up after surgery, Trinity's dad, Andy, told Shannon all about their courageous girl's brave exploits.
Her father was right next to me, saying, "You should hear her. She's got a new nickname now. They're all calling her the Mountain Goat. She's my little ray of sunshine, she is." I've said it a number of times now. I said, I gave her life, but she gave me mine.
After spending 12 days in hospital, Shannon was able to go home. Trinity, now 14, was commended for her courage with a Junior 000 Hero Bravery Award. A year on, Shannon has lost some movement in her arm and she may always suffer hip pain. There are psychological scars too for her and Trinity, but the accident has taught them both just how precious life is and to treasure each and every moment.
Trinity is getting by as best she can, but she does have a little bit of a phobia about cliffs and gravel roads and whatnot now. And she's certainly put her foot down on saying that she's never driving with me again. So I was sort of like, well, okay, fair enough. I've put you through enough. I understand that. So, yes, but I haven't been able to drive ever since. I've had to get a carer to look after me because I can't use one of my arms to the full extent. I've always been one of those people who like to enjoy those simple things in life, but I enjoy them so much more now. I'm one of those people who stop and smell the roses and watch that sunset if I'm there.
If anything, Mum's better than she is before because she had anxiety and she couldn't go anywhere, but now she can actually do things. I've seen her make more friends and talk to more people, and it makes me feel really proud of myself because I helped get Mum to that stage. She definitely appreciates this, like, second chance at life, because she knows that if she messes this one up, then she won't have another chance. And I think, what else could have I done in that situation that's better? But then my mum tells me that I did everything completely amazingly. Whenever mum mentions me saving her life, she always says, she gave me life, but I gave her more life. And I just think, like, it's cheesy, but it's sweet.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe so you don't miss more incredible stories of survival. For more amazing real-life tales, pick up your copy of That's Life or visit thatslife.com.au.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.